from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the death toll from the Los Angeles wildfire is now up to 10. The fires have damaged or destroyed over 10,000 structures. Nearly 180,000 residents have been fleeing smoke-filled neighborhoods that are home to many celebrities. Many of the towering fires began Tuesday, burned uncontained as of yesterday. They're also being fueled by the powerful Santa Ana winds. The winds have eased, though, however, to allow aerial firefighting to resume, but strong gusts could return. As fires continue to rage through L.A. County, one New Jersey native is thanking firefighters for saving his home. In a video posted to his Instagram account Thursday, director Kevin Smith says he thought his Hollywood Hills home was going to be destroyed after seeing a wall of flame above his house at Runyon Canyon.
When I left this house, I was like, well, there goes everything we ever had. As long as we got our lives, the dogs, our kid is safe, you know, whatever. But like, I expected to come home and see a pile of ash.
10 people have died. At least 10,000 homes, as we said, and buildings have been destroyed. Police have made a quick arrest in a terrifying home invasion and sexual assault case in Jersey City. Prosecutors say a new high-tech DNA lab was able to quickly analyze samples from the scene and led them to 47-year-old Jermaine Andrews. He's charged with breaking into a home Sunday night and attacking a woman who lived there. He was easy to find. He was already jailed on an unrelated matter. The NHL player killed in South Jersey will have his number retired.
Johnny Gaudreau's jersey number will be retired by his junior hockey team at a ceremony this weekend honoring him and his brother Matthew. This Saturday, the Dubuque Fighting Saints will raise Gaudreau's number 8 to the rafters with his parents, sisters, and widow in attendance in Iowa. The Gaudreau brothers were riding their bikes in South Jersey in August when they were struck and killed by a car. The driver, who is accused of drinking before the tragic crash, pleaded not guilty to homicide charges earlier this week. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
You can download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. So how is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up, and New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's only one storm system in the forecast here for tomorrow morning. The snow accumulation outlook has ticked up a little bit. We're still only looking at an inch or maybe two of accumulation at the most. Watch for pockets of low visibility and slippery spots through this time tomorrow morning. For today, not as windy, not as cold as it has been. With increasing clouds, we're staying dry. Highs this afternoon, 35 to 40 degrees. Cloudy and cold tonight, lows in the mid-20s. A snow shower may creep in after midnight. For tomorrow morning, a period of light snow. Tomorrow afternoon, clearing with a stiff breeze. Highs for your Saturday in the mid-30s. Sunday looking like a nice January day with sunny skies and highs around 40 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now we've got 30 degrees in Berkeley Heights. Manalapan is also 30. Salem is 28. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water. Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77. And you can stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.